This is a continuation of the March 8, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 393 for property ID 126737004. The property is owned by Mehdi Acharan and Cynthia Ann Sirianni. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahn present as the representative for the appellant. He's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page one again, going to have some summary characteristics about the subject, which will continue on to page two. We do have some written testimony here stating that the subject sold for $775,000 in January of 2021. Also stating that the subject is located in close proximity to a highway and is impacted by traffic noise. On page three, we do have the satellite view of the subject property. It does not look like we have street view, as well as the page four showing the breakdown from last year's value to this year, as well as our opinion of value at $875,000. Beginning on page five, we do have three sales comparables. It looks like comps one and two being in the subject's neighborhood, with comp one being the subject property. Comp three does have a different neighborhood code than the subject property. However, it's still roughly within half a mile of the subject. Subject is a 3,833 square foot home. Our comparables are ranging from 3,193 square feet and 3,661 square feet. I'm ignoring comparable number one, given that it's the subject. Subject was built in 2015. Our comparables were built between 2000 and 2004. I'm going to have similar condition to the subject and slightly inferior building grade to the subject. Subject is on a 12,827 square foot lot. Our comps have lot sizes ranging from 10,932 square feet to 19,465 square feet, with the time of sale ranging from January of 2021 to August of 2021. It does not look like there was much of a change in the market throughout that time period. However, on the following page, we will be making adjustments to account for any variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $889,675. However, our opinion of value is going to be $875,000, just based on the January 2021 sale price of the subject. And on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. Comp three is a bit further out than I would typically like to go. However, the majority of the case being made today is going to be based on the subject sale price. Page eight, we do have some written testimony from the homeowner, just reaffirming the sale price as well as the adverse conditions created by the highway. And then on page nine, once again, I'm not necessarily sure if we've ironed out whether or not this is the glitch in our system yet, so I'm not going to spend too much time on the bath count today. Page 10, once again, we do have the handout from the University of Washington to substantiate our time adjustment. Page 11, I believe these are just photos of the subject property, as well as the settlement statement from the title company, which will begin on page 14. So it did settle on January 29th of 2021, and we can see on line two that the sale price was going to be $775,000. And if we keep moving through these pages, we do have signatures for this settlement on page 15. And on page 16, we do have the closing disclosure, once again reaffirming the time of sale as well as sale price. And then on page 20 of the evidence, we do have, we can't see that there was a broker involved on the buy side of this transaction, as well as the signatures from all parties involved. Given that there was a broker involved in the transaction, this was an open market transaction. And I believe the remaining is just going to be title documents. So with that being said, my opinion of value is going to be a time-adjusted sale price of the subject property at $875,000. And that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Quick question. You have your comp one is the subject property, and you have it time-adjusted to $889,000. And why wouldn't that be your suggested price instead of $875,000?
Yes, sir. I did debate that. I wasn't the agent that put this packet together, so I did just stay with the value that they had stated. I will go ahead and amend my opinion to $889,000. That did make sense to me as well. Ma'am, I think you're muted.
But I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
That's all I had. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us is petition number 367 for property ID 379-18764. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kane present as the representative for the appellant over video chat, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. All right, won't take too long on this one. So we are showing page one is going to be some standard characteristics about the subject, as well as page two, continuing with the summary. Page three, we do have the satellite view as well as the street view of the subject property. And then on page four, we do have the evaluation summary with the breakdown of last year's value as well as this year's and our opinion of value, which is going to be $415,000. Beginning on page five, we do have three sales comparables, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code. Looks like all within half a mile of the subject as well. The subject is going to be 1,242 square feet. Our comps are ranging from 936 square feet and 1,352 square feet. Subject was built in 1955, does not have any permits on record, it doesn't look like. Our comps are ranging from 1951 to 1977 on the year built. The subject is in average condition, as well as the comparables that we presented, as well as the building grade being a D, similar to the comparables. The subject is also located on a 10,282 square foot lot. Our comparables range from 8,121 square feet to 10,890 square feet. Time of sale, we are going from June of 2021 to February of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $385,000 and $433,500. On page six, we are going to make adjustments to account for any variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. Once again, those factors can be found in the bottom left corner of that grid in gray. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $416,987. It does look like that was rounded to $415,000 for our opinion of value. Then on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. I'm all going to be well within the subject's neighborhood. On page eight, I'm not necessarily sure whether or not this is a glitch in our system that produced this, so I will be moving on. I don't believe they had 1.8 bathrooms on record, but we will see. Page nine, we do once again have that handout from the University of Washington, which will be followed up by the value notice that was sent out to the homeowner that was attached to this evidence packet. However, with that being said, taking a look at these sales in the subject's neighborhood, my opinion of value is going to be $415,000, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
I have no questions.
I have no questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 394 for property ID 100271272. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
So go ahead, tell us about this property.
Yes, sir. Once again, beginning on page one, just some summary characteristics about the subject, as well as page number two. Do have page three is going to be showing the satellite view of the subject property, as well as the street view. And then on page four, we do have the breakdown from last year's value to this year. It was noticed, or it was set at $1,000 last year. This year it's at $467,771. Our opinion of value today is going to be $435,000. And then beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have 3 sales comparables, all going to be in the subject neighborhood code of 271, all within 1 mile of the subject property. Subject is a 1,512 square foot home. Our comps are ranging between 1,256 square feet and 1,532 square feet. Subject was built in 1975. Our comparables were built between 1974 and 1979. The subject is in average condition, similar to the comparables presented here. Subject also has a building grade of D, similar to the comps we did provide. The subject is also going to be located on a 7,852 square foot lot, with our comparables ranging from 7,747 square feet and 10,033 square feet. Time of sale, we are going from February of 2021 to October of 2021, with sale prices between $384,000 and $405,000. On page 6, we are going to be making adjustments to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $423,000. I'll go ahead and amend my opinion of value to $425,000, just a bit closer to the median that was indicated there. And then on page 7, we do have a map of those sales comparables. I'm not sure why they appear so far on this map. It does seem that they share the same neighborhood code, though I'm not really sure what happened here. Beginning on page 8, we do have that handout once again from the University of Washington. And with that being said, my opinion of value, just based on the sales presented, is going to be $435,000, and that will be all for me on this one. Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
It's $435 or $425?
I'll amend it to $425.
You're amending it down from $435?
Just to be a little bit in line with the median, but
yeah. All right, you good with that one, Dan?
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 395 for property ID 220032194. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Budner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as a representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So page 1 and 2, just going to be some summary characteristics about the subject property. Page 3, we do have a satellite view as well as street view. And on page 4, we do have the breakdown from last year's value. It was assessed at $704,391, and this year it's being assessed at $855,732. Our opinion of value today is going to be $800,000 even. On page 5, we do have 6 sales comparables to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 175, all going to be within roughly half a mile of the subject property. The subject is 3,495 square feet. Our comps are ranging between 2,629 square feet and 3,307 square feet. So a bit smaller than the subject property, it looks like. However, we will be adjusting for those variances. The subject was built in 2007. Our comps are ranging between 2005 and 2017. The subject's in average condition, similar to the comps on this grid, and the building grade is a B. Looks like across the board, we are going to be either similar, if not slightly superior or inferior either way. And then the lot sizes, the subject's on an 11,209 square foot lot. Does look like we have quite a spread here, ranging between 8,967 square feet and 21,780 square feet. Bracketing the subject, however, quite a bit of spread there. Time of sale, we are going to be going from June of 2021 to March of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $628,900 and $810,000. On page 6, we are going to be making adjustments to account for variances here. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $794,421. I will go ahead and stay at the $800,000 even, just that does seem to be well in range of that median. Page 7 is going to be a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property, all in the subject's neighborhood, with comp 1 being particularly close. And on page 8, we do have some written testimony from the homeowner. I'm not sure if this is from 2018. It appears it is, but I would like to get it on record. They're stating that the bottom level of the house is approximately 1,500 square feet, was flooded in 2018 due to plumbing failure. I believe that's what this is referencing. And the entire basement level was gutted due to water damage, walls, floors, and also the crawl space all damaged to include the heating system and insulation. I don't believe we received any photos or anything like that to substantiate that. However, I would the homeowner felt it was relevant to the appeal, so I would like to make sure it is on record. And on page 10, we do just have the University of Washington handout that we've been utilizing for our time adjustments, as well as page 11 being the notice of value that was sent out to the homeowner. And we did get the county's evidence on this one, so I do have a couple of comments regarding this grid. For starters, we provided 6 comparables, and the assessor provided 3 here. Assessor states that the sales do support the subject's assessed value. However, after adjustments, not a single one of these is anywhere near $855,000. All of these sold much lower than the subject's assessed value, and they all support a reduction after adjustments. And the only sale that between the 9 sales presented between me and the assessor, there was only one sale that sold above my opinion of value at $800,000. Their grid is ranging from $659,000 to $745,000. Mine's ranging from $628,900 to $810,000. So $855,732 seems very, very much on the high end for the subject property. With that being said, my opinion of value is going to be $800,000 even, given what the market activity in the subject's neighborhood has been doing over the last 12 months. And that'll conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Any questions?
No questions.
No questions for me.
Oh, good with that one.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 399 for property, case 467 for property ID 966-20024. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Yeah, tell us about this property.
Absolutely. So once again, page 1 and 2, there's going to be some summary characteristics about the subject. Page 3, we do have the satellite view of the subject as well as the street view. And on page 4, we have the breakdown year over year. Last year, we were being assessed at $384,744, and this year being assessed at $475,655. Opinion of value today is going to be $415,000. And beginning on page number 5, we do have 4 sales comparables. It looks like comps 1 through 3 will share the subject's neighborhood code, with comp 4 being in a competing neighborhood, still within a mile of the subject property. Subject is 1,313 square feet. Our comparables are ranging between 1,180 square feet to 1,580 square feet. The subject was built in 1956. Our comparables were built between 1953 and 1961. The subject's in average condition. Our comparables are either in average or slightly superior condition, with count number 2. The subject does have a building grade of D, with the comparables provided also sharing that. And the subject is located on a 9,810 square foot lot. Our comparables are ranging between 8,111 square feet and 10,182 square feet. Time of sale, we are going from April of 2021 to March of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $375,000 and $482,500. On page six, we are going to adjust to account for any variances here. So we are going to adjust for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot square footage, year built, time of sale, presence or lack thereof, pool. After we do so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $436,719. I do believe the majority of the weight here was given to comparable number one to arrive at the opinion of value of $415,000, just given that that is the adjusted value of that. I'm going to go ahead and amend to, I'll be at $425,000. I would like to give comp one a bit more weight, given that it is pretty close to the subject property, as well as the valuation date, and it did sell for $415,000. However, I would like to give a bit more weight to the other comparables that we did present. So I'll be at $425,000 as an amended opinion of value. And on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. As previously stated, comp four being in a competing neighborhood, with comps one through three being in pretty close proximity with the subject. Then on page nine, we do have that handout that we've been utilizing for our time adjustments from the University of Washington. Also the notice of value that was sent out to the homeowner. I don't have the assessor's evidence on hand for this case. So with that being said, my opinion of value just based on the sales that we provided is going to be $425,000, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. No questions.
No questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 708 for property ID 256-354-000. The property is owned by Terry Bennett and Tracy Bennett. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as a representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So this is going to be a bit of an interesting situation. I'm not sure what exactly we submitted or in what order to the panel. We do have a grid with some land sales, as well as the sale data for those, as well as the Washington handout that we've been utilizing. Do you guys have the comp grid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I will begin there. I believe the page with all the characteristics were just included to show that they did actually transact in the time of sale. It does look like comps one and two are going to be the only ones that did transact on the open market. It does look like off-market sales can be a bit prevalent in the area here. So these are going to be land sales. Once again, comps one and two being on the MLS. Time of sale, we are going from March of 2020 to July of 2021. So a bit older as well. I do believe we had to expand the search in time a bit to find land comparables just in general. And then, so the subject, I believe we are currently at, right, so $278,188. With the subject being about 5.29 acres, with the price per acre coming in at about $52,588. It looks like these four comparables that we did pull are going to have similar acreages ranging between 5 to 10 acres, comp four being a bit different. However, the remaining on this sample, we are selling between $150,000 and $190,000. And looks like the high end is going to be that 10-acre sale. Price per acre is coming in much lower, between $19,000 and $36,000. We would expect comp number four to be a bit lower on the price per acre side of things, just given the law of inverse proportions. However, the remaining ones are all going to be very close to the subject's acreage, with comp number three being virtually identical and selling at about $28,302. $1 an acre, and this also did transact in July of 2021. So the median of the price per acre is coming in at $36,000 an acre. Multiplied by the subject's acreage of 5.29 acres, we are getting an indicated value of $190,440, which we did round to $190,500 for our opinion of value. I don't have access to the assessor's evidence on this side of things, but just looking at the land sales that we did provide today, my opinion of value is going to be $190,500. Given that that is very much the high end of what these sales are transacting for, I don't even have one that did sell that high. With that being said, that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Any questions?
On that $190,000, did that account for that shed or barn or whatever it is at all?
Can give it I don't know.
Okay. That appears to be, according to the assessor's records, about a 1,750 square foot barn or shop building built in 2002. Just, you know, to add to the information you'd have on it. So, okay, I'm good otherwise.
All right. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 397 for property ID 130031046. The property is owned by Dick M. Corkum and June B. Corkum, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant. And he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead, tell us about this property.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page one, just some standard characteristics about the subject, which will continue on to page two. We do also have some written testimony from the agent that prepared this packet stating that the subject has a defective roof that required repair as of the 2022 lien date. The defect was considered to impact the marketability of the subject property. Subject is also negatively impacted by power lines. This is a negative externality, which was considered to impact the marketability of the subject. Additionally, the subject's view is obstructed by surrounding homes. On page three, we do have a satellite view of the subject property, as well as on page four, we do have the breakdown between last year's value and this year's. As last year, it was being assessed at $607,250, and this year we are being assessed at $762,280. Our opinion of value today is going to be $650,000, and beginning on page five of our evidence, we do have four comparable sales, all going to be sharing the subject's neighborhood code of 150, all going to be within roughly 1 mile of the subject property. The subject is 1,971 square feet. Our comparables are ranging between 1,494 square feet and 2,485 square feet. A bit of a spread there, however, bracketing the subject nonetheless. The subject is going to be a 2006 year built. Our comparables are ranging from 2005 to 2013. Subject is in average condition, similar to the comparables, and the subject does have a building grade of B minus. Our comps looks like going to be similar, if not slightly superior or inferior, on one way or the other. The subject is located on a 7,515 square foot lot. Our comparables are ranging from 6,468 square feet to 8,043 square feet. Time of sale, we are going from June to November of 2021, with sale prices coming in between $610,000 and $650,000. On page six, we will be making adjustments to account for any variances regarding improvement square footage, wallet lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. Those adjustment factors, once again, will be found in the bottom left corner of the grid in gray. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $665,000. I will be amending my opinion of value to the median at $665,000. That will be my new opinion, that $665,000 figure. And then on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. all going to be in the subject's neighborhood. Does look to be quite a large neighborhood, however. And then on page 8, we do have some written testimony from the homeowner stating that new homes built in front on the lower lot, of the neighborhood, since they purchased their home, they do obstruct their view of the river and their overall view. Also, the roof manufacturer did have a severe defect in their manufacturing. They would not guarantee the problem. So they did need to pay for an early replacement after only 13 years. Don't know if there was anything submitted regarding that. However, would like to make sure that that was at least put on record. And then page 10, we do have, once again, the handout from the University of Washington that we have been using to implement our time adjustments. And then lastly, just a few comments on the assessor's evidence here. So all three of these sales sold much lower than the subject's assessed value. Subject's assessed at $755,696. The sample supports a value between $650,000 and $685,000 if we're talking about what the market actually did here. And then also assessor sales 1 and 3 both support reductions after adjustments, which would bring the median to comparable number 3 being lower than the subject's currently assessed at. And lastly, assessor scale 2 was adjusted about $131,000. It did sell in 2021. It is newer than the subject property, and it also includes significantly more improvement square footage and significantly more lot size than the subject property. So I don't know why it was adjusted upward $131,000. However, the rest of the sample and the sample as a whole prior to adjustments does support a much lower value. So with that being said, my opinion of value is going to be the median, which was presented on our grid at $665,000, and that will conclude my testimony.
That last commentary you made, I don't see that in our packet.
Which part?
The last comments you were made after the market snapshot from Washington's University of Washington.
Oh, I was talking about the assessor's grid. I don't know.
I have a question. On the property appraisal information sheet that the county provided, it says sale date, and then it has 12/8/21, and then then Corkum's name. Did they just buy this recently? I don't know what that is.
Let me double check.
Okay. It's on the county's packet, and it's the property appraisal information where it breaks down the different square footage on the different levels, and there's a picture of the house. Mm-hmm. And then over on the left-hand lower side, it says sales information.
And there's no price?
It just says sale DT, which I assume is date, says 12/8/21, price zero. So maybe they refinanced?
I think so, because here it's showing the last time they purchased was 2011.
Okay. I wondered if that was still then from West Coast Bank to... Then it says to Dick Corkum. I just wanted to verify that. I don't have any other questions.
I just got one quick one. When you mention, or if people mention things like the view, the power lines in front, a house built up, or something that was the roof that was a problem or something, I don't see any real adjustments for those. So you're just giving that as information, but there really is there or isn't there an adjustment made in here for that type of thing?
Not on our grid, no, sir. I just wanted to make sure that it was on record, okay, given that they felt it was relevant.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
So you're looking for 665 on that one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One second here. Information. Okay. One second. Okay, got it.
you're good with that one, Dale.
All right. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 398 for property ID 18496310. The property is owned by Jason Matthew Curtis and Heather Curtis. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Yes, sir. So once again, going to be beginning on page one, just some summary characteristics about the subject, which will continue to page two. Page number three, we do have the satellite view as well as the street view of the subject property. And on page four, we do have the breakdown of last year's value to this year's. Last year's subject was assessed at $540,000, and this year we're being assessed at $663,985. Our opinion of value today is going to be $620,000. Then, beginning on page five, we do have five sales comparables here, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 135, all going to be within half a mile of the subject property. That does look good. Okay. Subject's going to be 2,508 square feet. Our comparables are ranging between 1,985 square feet and 2,624 square feet. Subject was built in 2005, does not look like it's had any work done. Our comparables are ranging between 1996 and 2004. It's going to be a bit older than the subject property, it looks like. Condition, the subject is in average condition. Our comparables are ranging either similar, if not slightly superior, with count number one just being a bit better condition, as well as the building grade being C+. Our comps either match the subject's building grade or are slightly inferior there at just a C. Lot size, subject is going to be on a 7,410 square foot lot, with our comparables ranging from 6,056 square feet up to 7,800 square feet. Time of sale, we are going from January of 2021 to January of 2022, with the sale prices coming in between $491,000 and $600,000 even. Beginning on page six, we are going to make adjustments here to account for any variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. And with the end, those factors will be found in the bottom left corner of our grid in gray. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $616,765, which was rounded to $620,000 to be our opinion of value. And then on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property, all going to be well within the subject's neighborhood, with comp one being particularly close. And on page eight, we once again do have that University of Washington handout that we're utilizing for our time adjustments. And a few brief comments on the assessor's grid here. So we do have access to that. Assessor sale one, we do share that comparable. That is going to be our sale one. It supports a reduction on both of our grids after adjustments. So they adjusted it from $540,000 to $653,400. So just a slight reduction on their side of things, however, a reduction nonetheless. We adjusted it up to $620,622. It did sell in January, and they adjusted it about $113,000, so I think that's a bit aggressive. Additionally, assessor sales 3 and 5 are the only ones that sold above the subject's current assessed value prior to adjustments. Looks like the remaining of the samples ranging between $540,000 and $650,000. And the only two sales that they did provide here that did sell above the subject's current assessed value, which are comps 3 and 5, they're both going to be significantly larger than the subject property, and they don't include any basement square footage, which the subject property does. With that being said, as previously stated, opinion value is going to be $620,000. Just taking a look at the sample provided by both us and the district, it doesn't look like sales in that neighborhood were selling anywhere near $663,000 for similar properties in 2021. With that being said, that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Okay, any questions?
No questions.
No.
Close that hearing.
This is the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 363 for property ID 126946040. The property is owned by Brett E. Dobson and Jody R. Dobson. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant. We're going to have you go ahead and swear in for the full day of cases, so go ahead and raise your right hand, and Dan will get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So go ahead and tell us about this first case.
Yes, sir. Am I supposed to, like, share my screen, or do y'all have access to my evidence?
We have a copy of your evidence.
Awesome. All right. So I will be beginning with that. Page one is just going to be some standard characteristics about the subject property. Page two, we do have some further characteristics with the property summary, giving the market value as well as the breakdown between improvement and lot value. The remaining characteristics will continue onto our grid, so I will move on from that. Beginning on page three, we do have a satellite view of the subject property as well as the street view. And then on page four, we do have the last year's market value listed here at $882,633. This year is currently being assessed at $1,069,894. The opinion of value that we did come here with today is going to be $943,000. Beginning on page five of our evidence, we do have four sale comparables here, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 169, all going to be within 1 mile of the subject property. Subject is 2,348 square feet. Our comparables are ranging between 2,121 square feet and 2,615 square feet. Subject was built in 2002, no permits pulled, so same effect if you're built. Our comps are ranging from 2001 to 2006, and all going to be in the same condition and building grade as the subject property. Subject is an average condition A grade. Subject does reside on a 9,230 square foot lot. Our comparables have lot sizes ranging from 8,372 square feet and 10,889 square feet. At time of sale, we are going from October of 2020, so we do have a bit of an earlier sale there with comp number two. We are going through to the end of 2021, roughly, with comp number three selling in November of 21. Sale prices here are going to be ranging from $719,900 all the way up to $980,000, which is comp number four. And then beginning on the following page, we are going to make adjustments to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot square footage, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. Those adjustment factors will be found in the bottom left corner of our grid, in gray. And after we do so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $943,000, which will then be followed up on page seven by a map of the sales comparables in relation to the subject property. I'm all going to be in relatively close proximity, with comp one being particularly close. And then lastly, on page eight, we do have the document that we're using to substantiate our time adjustment here. So for Clark County, they are supporting a 15.7% increase year over year. And this data is coming from the Washington Center for Real Estate Research at the University of Washington. And then just briefly to touch on some of the comparables presented or submitted by the assessor's office. So assessor sale one on this grid is in superior construction quality. It has superior lot size to the subject, as well as basement square footage. It does not appear that there were any downward adjustments made to account for those variances. as well as Assessor Sale 2 having superior construction quality. Additionally, it's 11 years newer, includes more improvement square footage, basement square footage, and lot square footage. Again, no downward adjustments are being made to account for that. Assessor Sales 3 and 4 sold well below the subject's assessed value. Sale 3 sold for $955,000. Sale 4 sold for $1,045,000. And additionally, Assessor Sales 3 and 4 have significantly larger lots than the subject property. Subjects on a 9,230 square foot lot. These two are ranging between about 19,000 and 26,000 square feet on the lot size. So I would think that that would be something that would require a downward adjustment as well. And given the sample that we presented, as well as the fact that two out of the, or half of the assessor's comparables also sold below what the subject is currently assessed at, opinion of value for this one is going to be $943,000. And that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
You mentioned the land, that land sizes were that substantially different. I didn't see that.
On the assessor's side.
Oh, the assessor's side. Okay, sorry. Got it. All right.
Okay, Dan, would you like me to close that one?
Yeah. Any questions?
Oh, Lisa, you're muted.
No, I don't have any questions at the moment. So.
Okay.
Class 5. The assessor's office said that the rate of increase was 12.6, not 21. I just wondered if they only trended those by 12.6. I didn't, on some of their comps, they were a class 5. That's just a comment that I had.
Okay. All right, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 399 for property ID 130050048. The property is owned by Zal Fink and Ruth E. Fink. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Joan Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So page 1 of our evidence is just going to be some summary characteristics on the subject, as well as page 2. We do have a satellite view of the subject property on page 3, and then on page number 4. We do have the breakdown from last year's value to this year. Last year, the subject was assessed at $521,515, and this year we're being assessed at $659,071. Opinion of value today is going to be $584,000. Beginning on page number 5, we do have 12 sales. All 12 of these sales are going to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 150. All 12 of these sales are going to be within roughly 3/4 of a mile from the subject property. And it does look like comp 1 is going to be on the subject street. The subject is 2,478 square feet. Our comparables are ranging from 2,081 square feet all the way up to 2,743 square feet. So bracketing the subject pretty well there, not too much of a spread, and these are all going to be in the subject's neighborhood. Subject's built in 2011. Our comparables are ranging from 2002 to 2013. A little bit more of a spread there, however, still pretty similar to the subject property. Subject's in average condition. All 12 of these comparables are also in average condition. Subject's AC, building grade is C. Looks like all of these are going to be between B minus and C plus grade or C grade, similar to the subject. Subject is going to be on a 7,942 square foot lot. All 12 of these comps have lot sizes ranging between 7 and 9,000 square feet. So pretty close to the subject property there as well. time of sale, it looks like we are going from March of 2021 all the way to February of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $500,000 and $621,000. Once again, the subjects noticed at assessed at $659,071. On page 6 and 7 this time, we did have to break the adjustments out onto two different pages, given that we did provide 12 comparables today. After doing so, after adjusting for any variances, once again, which those factors will be found in the bottom left corner of the grid in gray, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $584,738, which was rounded to $584,000 even. And then on page 8, we will have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. All 12 of these sales are going to be in close proximity with the subject, and not a single one of them sold higher than the subject's assessment value. Page 10, we do once again have the Clark County handout. And then the remaining pages, it automatically attached the Clark County evidence. So I will go through that really quickly. Just looking at the grid here that they did present. So we provided, once again, we provided 12 MLS confirmed neighborhood sales that all sold between $500,000 and $621,000. The assessor provided 4 sales here. It looks like one of them sold higher than the subject is currently assessed at, which is going to be comp number 4. So 75% of this grid sold lower as well. So that's 15 sales total that are not supporting the assessed value versus one that slightly does. And lastly, assessor sale 3, it supports a reduction even after adjustments. As previously stated, the sales in the neighborhood are nowhere near the assessed value. I do believe that when we're looking at market conditions, we're looking at what these sales are actually transacting for on the open market. The highest sale that I was able to find out of these 12 is $621,000. And it looks like for the most part, these sales are transacting in the $500,000 range. It looks like the assessor has one here as well, and a couple more that are also in the low $600,000 range. With that being said, my opinion of value, just based on what everything is doing in this neighborhood, is going to be $584,000, and that will be all for me. Thank you.
Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 365 for property ID 634-72320. The property is owned by Heinz W. Reinhardt and Gerda Reinhardt, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahn present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day. So I'll go ahead and let you folks take it.
Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Absolutely. All right. So beginning on page 1, once again, just going to have some standard characteristics about the subject property. As well as on page 2, just a breakdown of the property's actual characteristics. And then on page 3... we do have the satellite view as well as what was meant to be a street view. Looks like that tree is sort of obscuring that a little bit. Getting on page 4, we do have that breakdown from last year's value to this year. Last year was at $448,995. This year we are at $535,185. Our opinion of value today is going to be $500,000 even. And then beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have 6 comparable sales here. Looks like all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 143. The subject property is going to be 1,580 square feet. Our comparables here, it looks like, are going to be a bit larger across the board, ranging from 1,682 square feet to 2,355 square feet. Subject was built in 1996. Our comparables are ranging from 1996 to 2021. So it looks like quite a bit of a spread there as well. A subject is going to be in average condition, similar to the comparables that we did present, as well as the building grade being a C. All of our comparables are going to be either similar grade, if not slightly superior. The subject does reside on an 8,459 square foot lot. Our comparables are ranging from the lot size side of things from from 6,541 square feet to 11,148 square feet. Time of sale, we are ranging from March of 2021 to December of 2021, with sale prices coming in from a low of $490,000, looks like all the way up to $675,000, which will be comp number five. And then beginning on page six, after we do make adjustments to account for any variances here, once again, those adjustment factors will be found in the bottom left corner of this grid. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $506,000. However, just giving a bit more weight to comparable number one, given that it is on the subject street and it did sell for $500,000, that is going to be my opinion of value, $500,000. And on page seven, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property, all going to be well within the subject's neighborhood, with comp one being particularly close to the subject. And lastly, we do have page eight. We have that handout from the University of Washington as well to substantiate the time adjustment that we've been implementing. However, with that being said, my opinion of value is going to be $500,000, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
No questions.
No. I don't have any questions.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 8th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 364 for property ID 24730000. The property is owned by Brian Shoemaker. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant over video chat. And he's already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, tell us about this property.
Absolutely. All right. So once again, beginning on page one, just going to be some characteristics about the subject as well as page two. Page three, we do have that satellite view of the subject property as well as the street view. And on page four, we do have the last year's value listed here as well as the assessed value as of 2022, with our opinion of value being $405,000. Beginning on page five of our evidence, we will have four comparable sales here, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code of 104, all within 0.61 miles of the subject property. Subject is 1,310 square feet. Our comparables are ranging from 1,101 square feet to 1,566 square feet. So we are bracketing the subject there. The subject was built in 1949. We do have quite a bit of a spread here regarding the actual year built. It looks like comps three and four are going to be the most similar in regards to that. They do have some remodels done. Subject does have an effective year built of 1998. So we did try to keep our comparables with similar effective year builds there. So we are ranging from 2001 to 2006 on the effective year built. Condition, all going to be similar to the subject. The subject is in an average condition as well as the building grade at D. And the subject is located on a 5,146 square foot lot. Our comparables are all going to be in that 52 to 5,300 square foot range regarding the lot size. Time of sale, we are going to be ranging from July of 2021 to January of 2022, with sale prices coming in from a low of $375,000. All the way up to $441,000. On page six of our evidence, we will be making adjustments to account for any variances here. Once again, those adjustment factors will be found in the bottom left corner in gray. After we do account for variances regarding improvement square footage, lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $404,449, which we did round to $405,000 to meet our opinion of value. Page seven is going to be a map of the sales comparables in relation to the subject property. So it looks like comp four may be a little bit further off, however, still sharing the subject's neighborhood code. And then once again, page eight, just the handout that we are using to substantiate our time adjustments for Clark County. And then we'll just make a couple of comments regarding the assessor's comp grid here. So out of the three assessor comparables presented on this grid, none of them sold above the subject's assessed value. Subject's assessed at $450,592. sale prices here ranging between $365,000 and $430,000. And the assessor does state that they only adjust for time in the second text box. Time adjustments have been implemented so heavily due to the unprecedented market activity seen in 2021. These sales all occurred in the latter part of 2021, so in my opinion, they would already account for a historically oversaturated market. And lastly, even with that being said, assessor sales 2 and 3 are still in support of a reduction. They're both adjusting out lower, as well as the median on this grid being $418,000, which is just slightly above the opinion of value that we're showing today. However, taking a look at all the sales presented on our grid as well as the assessor's grid, I do think that the $405,000 is right in line with what the market is doing. And with that, that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Okay, I have no questions.
I don't have any questions.
I have two, real quickly. Number one, on the appeal from the owner, they state they feel the value is $420,000, yet your appraisal is at $405,000. Do you have any idea why they did that? Did they put the $420,000 before they got their appraisals? Or?
Yes, sir. We typically will do the evidence a little bit closer to the hearing, so I'm assuming it was just amended a little bit closer to the hearing date.
Okay. My second question has to do with the land adjustments for these. Do you use what kind of a factor are you using to adjust land? This is an old neighborhood. These lots are basically 5 to 5,500 square feet. There doesn't really appear to be a whole lot of difference in their values, but I'm just curious, are you adjusting them by square footage or what?
Yes, sir. It's a relatively simplistic method at the moment. We are trying to improve that, but as of the moment, it is just the lot price per square foot assessment, basically. And that's the adjustment factor we're using for the remaining comps. It's the subject's lot price per square foot.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I don't have any.
I'm going to close that hearing.